So what's your concept of God? From everlasting to everlasting? Above all else, the creator of the universe? How do you, in your heart and mind, apprehend the reality of who God truly is? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The other day, in my own early morning time of prayer and Bible reading, I found myself going to God with nothing to give. It felt as though I had nothing to pray. There was just nothing there. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is that it happens to all of us from time to time, and yet none of us wants to admit it even to ourselves, let alone to speak of it. We know the theory. God is from everlasting to everlasting. He is above all else. He is the creator of the universe. But we're so small, so insignificant, so empty some days that laying hold of that truth is nigh on impossible. As King Solomon was praying before the assembly of Israel when the Ark of the Covenant, the very presence of God, had been brought into the newly built temple, this is what he said. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 27 and 28. But God, will you really live here with us on the earth? The whole sky and the highest heaven cannot contain you. Certainly this temple that I built cannot contain you either. But please listen to my prayer and my request. I am your servant, and you are the Lord my God. Hear this my prayer that I am praying to you today. Yet God is way too big for us to comprehend, and yet he yearns to dwell here with us on earth. He longs to listen to our prayers. So when you're feeling too small, way too inadequate, with nothing to give, remember, he is in this place with you. That's God's word fresh for you today. My prayer is that today's word has been a great encouragement to you. We'll talk more about our smallness tomorrow, but in the meantime, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.